got your shoes on. All right, good singing all the way around. What about you? But I like coming to the house of God, being able to listen to them sing and exalt and magnify the name of the Lord. Take your Bible to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, it's good to be saved, and every now and again, you ought to just take a little time up and down the road of life to give somebody a tract, invite them to church, ask them how the service was on Sunday. You'd be surprised that catches them off guard. And I'm not saying do it for that. I'm saying do it in order to be able to make them stop and to think, well, hey, maybe I should have been in the house of God yesterday. All right, in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 1, you find the place you're able to stand. Let's look there in that chapter. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, which received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is grass, and all of the glory of man is the flower of grass, and the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord, endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little bit tonight on tradition, truth, and triumphant in Christ. Now, in the day and hour we're living in, there's a lot of people that are trying to operate by tradition. You can ask them, if you died today, would you go to heaven? And they'll tell you, well, they're denominational tying. Well, I'm not asking you that. Some people will go ahead and say, well, you know what? I'll tell you, my mom and daddy was a Baptist. I'm a Baptist, and grandma and grandpa was Baptist. That'd make me a Baptist. I'll always be a Baptist. Well, you better not be a bastard Baptist, because you'd be illegitimate and not know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out is that we ought to be saved by grace through faith, plus nothing or minus nothing. I hope Grandma had the same thing we've got, but if she didn't, it's good to be able to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. You know, there's a passage over there, and I believe it's in the book of 2 Thessalonians. I think it's in chapter 3 at about verse number 6. But nonetheless, you'll find out is that there are those that want to be traditional and to believe in tradition. I got to tell you, you better base what you believe on the word of the Lord. You know, there's a lot of time that people out there in traditions get fouled up and crossways and go the wrong direction. Here's what the Bible said, that when you're saved by the grace of God, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory, knowing the hash not yet been told. I was looking at this passage that's there. You'll find, you know, the reason why that is joy unspeakable, if you were to read that over there in the very first, about verse 8 of the same chapter. The reason why joy unspeakable, I can tell you this, is that we do not have the word and vocabulary adequate enough to explain how wonderful that it is to be born into the family of God. You know, we look at these ladies, you know, and they go to getting ready to have a baby. And we're all standing there and wringing our hands and waiting and walking and pacing back and forth and this and that. And let me tell you right now, I was going through my phone and looking at some of these pictures that we had in days gone by whenever Landon was going to be born into the world. And I seen there, and Miss Caitlin, she was there, and directly it would, you know. She didn't like anybody taking pictures of that, but I got a couple of them anyhow. You're going to know. You're going to find out very soon down the road. I just said all that to say there's just something about the natural birth that's a wonderful commodity, but it can't compare with the new birth, the second birth, being born again into the family of God. I was thinking about when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you find out is that there's a lot of people up and down the road in life, and they somehow or another think they're going to be able to work it out their own way between them and Jesus. It's not going to happen like that. It's just not. I can tell you the reason why is because that you're saved by grace, plus nothing or minus nothing, and it was Him by Him when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Father, and let me tell you right now is He's soon to come again. I got to tell you right now, do you realize at all that if a person were to try to help the Lord, it would invalidate, if they could help Him, they can't, but if they could, it would invalidate everything He's ever done on the cross of Calvary. I got to tell you right now is there's nobody but Him. It's been only Him. There's no such thing as me and Jesus got anything going. Who was that used to sing that? Chris Christopherson. Well, he was wasting his time. Everybody thought, oh, that was great. Him and Jesus got their own thing going. Let me tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ shares His glory with no man, especially with a drunk singer. And let me tell you something else that I noticed in that Bible lesson there. He might as well have been singing about Bessie the Heifer. Do you remember that song, Brother John? Bessie the Heifer, Queen of All the Cows. Bessie the Heifer, Queen of All the Cows. Do you remember that song? Little Jimmy Dickens. Does anybody in here remember that song? I brought it up the other day so Brother David would be able to know it and keep him. They may have went and looked it up. I just give you a little bit of part of it. I don't sing the whole song unless there's money involved. And all right. Yeah, well, I don't really know all the song. Now I'm called. But oh yeah, little Jimmy Dickens, I think that was his name if I got it right. And I may have missed that wrong and have to give you 50 cents of your money back. Anyhow, it was like Bessie the Heifer, Queen of All the Cows. In the morning she gave homogenize, at night she gave pasteurize, or vice versa. Bessie the Heifer, Queen of All the Cows. And boy, I'm going to tell you right now, that was the oldie but goldie back in its day. Look that up sometime whenever you hadn't got anything else to do. And I guarantee you right now, Bessie the Heifer, it'll pop up, Queen of All the Cows. I'm going to tell you, anytime you got a cow that in the morning time will give homogenized and at night give pasteurized, that's a pretty good cow. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, make no mistake about it, you make and explain some of these lyrics and some of these things that the world and the flesh and the devil have done down through the years. But if you ever get washed by the blood, born into the family of God, you'll have to come the blood-bought way, and that is through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. In this Bible lesson here, the Bible says over in the book of Romans, you ain't got to turn there, but you'll find out is that when a person wants to try to be able to ignore the Lord and work it out themselves, do you know if you could work it out, you would make what the cross of Jesus Christ did as of none effect? I got to tell you right now, there's nobody going to be able to make it of none effect. It's the only way that you can be saved among men. You know, the Bible says there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I can tell you is that you're not going to be able to work that out anywhere else. I begin to look at and I begin to realize is that up and down the road of life, there's a lot of people trying to work it out between them and Jesus somehow or another. You ever notice how religious that and Jesus talking that the news media has become and everything now? Yeah, and I mean, you know, I was looking at there was a commercial. I don't know the guys. But is it maybe called The Voice? Some of you may like that. I'm not beating you up about that one way or the other. But anyhow, whoever that guy is, one of the guys there that's ahead of it, he was just in awe at the singer. And he said, oh, he said, I just want to tell you, God's give you something special. I got to tell you, God's given me something special. I can't sing a lick. Unless you do want to hear Bessie the Heifer, and I'm about as good on that as you're going to find. I mean, here all these years that you've been in the world, and you didn't even know that song existed. That's why every now and again, it's good to hang around one of these old codgers like myself so you can get some stuff to blaze past. You realize, though, that that when we grew up over there in East Texas and around Crockett is where we ended up, is that people always laughed and made fun the way we talked. And somebody, you'd hear them say something like, I should have knowed. You know, that's the past tense of know. I should have knowed that you'd grab hold of that. Some of us still talk that way. And if you should have known that already. And if you don't, well, you know it now. In this Bible lesson here that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that the physical birth cannot give you life everlasting. It's going to take that blood-bought way, that blood-bought banner that waves before the world, the flesh, and the devil that proclaims the name above every name that Jesus saves, Jesus saves. I got to say to you that if you will, please, is that it's not going to be programs, it's not going to be plans, it's not going to be parades, it's not going to be parties that's going to ever bring you into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But according to our text, look at about verse number 21 that we've already read, who by him, talking about who believe in God, who by Jesus Christ, who believe in God, that raised him from the dead. If you're going to get saved, you'll have to come to Jesus Christ as an empty-handed beggar. You know what the price of redemption was? Verse number 21 again, whenever he said that. Notice, if you will, please, in chapter number 1. If you and I believed in the Lord and we've trusted him as our Lord and Savior, make no mistake about it, is that we'll be able to get saved by the grace of God and be able to know him. Verse 18, that's what we looked at. For as much you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I want to tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ, it didn't take him by surprise. He was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. God knew exactly what he was going to do, what the plan of redemption was going to be, and the resurrected Savior. And let me tell you, the price of redemption has always been, it is tonight, it will be tomorrow, and that is by the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Now, in this lesson here that you're looking at, let me tell you, all around you, things are dying. Me and Brother Ron, every now and again, we try to talk about what's going on in the country and be honest about it. And then, of course, you know, we make both each other depressed because the reality. I told him, I said, you know, I woke up. How you doing this morning? Well, I done good. I woke up and thank God that everything wasn't blown up and all the buildings crashing around us from the enemy coming in. And he said, yeah, me too. And I said, but one day it will. Yes, sir, it will. One day it will. Now, I'm hoping already to be gone on the other side singing Bessie the Heifer. But if I live long enough, I'm going to see it, and you will too. I can tell you the reason why. The world, somehow or another thing, they've got God all figured out, and that somehow or another they can skirt the issues of what he said. But you're not ever going to escape the attention of God. Amen. And one of these days, it's going to happen. And the Lord is going to go ahead and say, enough's enough, and here we go. I want to tell you something. You know things that are be lasting for all eternity? If you come to know him in the free pardon of sin, because the Bible said in verse 25, the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. You know, when you look at that, you see that, is that it was the word of God that gave us faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when you and I got saved by the grace of God, it was because we heard the word of the Lord. And God gave, you can't work faith up. I was talking to a man one day and I said, have you got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I do for now. Well, if you've got faith that God gave, it won't fizzle out. If what you got is something you worked out, it'll fizzle out on you. Somebody said, well, what if you dumped your faith? I can't dump it. You can't dump what you didn't start out with. In fact, here's what God's given. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If the Word of God abideth forever, faith that comes from that will abide forever. If it's real God-given faith and God-sent faith, it'll save you absolutely through all eternity, and you'll not have to worry about that. Somebody said, well, what if I got mad and had a cussing fit and this and that? Well, God's going to probably dust your britches for you and settle you down and all that. You know, every now and again, whenever these kids of mine were growing up, oh, man, am I glad that's over. I wouldn't take for none of them, but I'm just saying to you, well, that's a job. My wife done a good job. But I got to tell you, make no mistake about it, is that you're going to find out is that whatever God starts at, God will finish. And throughout all eternity. I never will forget the day that God come knocking on my heart's door more than one time, but he came knocking down on my heart's door, and I knew it wasn't my sister, it wasn't my brother, it was me, oh Lord, that was standing in the need of prayer. I knew that I must be born into the family of God. And let me tell you what ends up happening is that sometime there's a battle and a wrestling that takes place and goes on in the side of you. But make no mistake about it, when God gets on your trail, you might as well surrender unto him, because you can run, but you'll never be able to hide from him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a part of the family of God and to be born into the family of God by the grace of God and the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word. We thank you for the good sin.